Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, August the 16th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect your time. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, want to do the intro for the new pay-per-view series that starts tomorrow, August the 17th. You guys know that we do that on the other channel. Do the free stuff on Blog Talk, and then we switch over to do the pay-per-view stuff on the private channel. So today, my brothers, we want to do the intro. We want to lay down the foundation of what we're going to be discussing in the new seven-hour series that starts tomorrow. Again, for all the life management members, the life management team members, you guys know the price or the cost for that series is $25 for the early registration. After the early registration, after the series starts tomorrow, it's $50. For everybody that's not a member, it's $50 early registration and $100 after the series starts. So again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $50 donation if you're not a member. $25 donation if you are a member. After tomorrow, then it goes up. After tomorrow, the price to participate in the series again goes up to the $100 for non-members and $50 for members. So why the new series? Well, you guys know all this year we've been talking about what's going on right now, and that is entering into this cosmic energy gate that's called the Lion's Gate. So in the book, in the Bible, it says, in the book of Luke, it says, when you see the man with the pitcher of water enter into the city, follow him. That is the new age of Aquarius. This series is going to be talking about what is entitled from a biological, using theobiology, overstanding of theobiology, leptogenesis. So we're going to be talking about the physics of your new position through sound, frequency, wave, and vibration that's called neutrinos in science that is taking place right now as we speak. This is the new Christos superposition. That simply means that you are now a member of the new priesthood. This is something that is taking place as we speak. That is why this series is so important, because any scientist worth his salt will tell you, any neuroscientist will tell you that the brain right now is being changed through epigenetics. Now, epigenetics is the rewiring of the brain. I talk about this inside of my book, Neurotheology, that I wrote many, many years ago before this day came, because I knew that this day was coming. So now we are here. We see the man with the pitcher of water. That means this water is a new mental disposition, or H2O. So we need to talk about the Christos superposition that you are in right now. We need to talk about leptogenesis. We need to talk about sound bathing. We need to talk about superpositioning. We need to talk about the new five-dimensional, or the new 5D, or the 5G, the five ether, or the fifth dimension positioning, or fifth dimensional consciousness. We need to talk about the rapture, which is a 5D rapture that is taking place. We need to talk about, this is what the church calls the rapture. We need that in the book of Revelations, which is the revelation means unveiling. So we are unveiling, we are uncovering a new hyper-dimensional consciousness, a new Christ consciousness, a new Christos superposition consciousness that allows you to leap forward. This is called quantum consciousness. So everybody now is taking a quantum leap in consciousness, whether you want to go or not. You are being dragged all the way to your blessing, kicking and screaming. I know you don't want to go. I know you don't want to exercise your superpower, but unfortunately, the big G has overridden that little G that's inside of you, and the big G now is taking control of these little Gs. And so now the big G has exercising his super positioning, if you want to use that term. That just simply means that if this is a simulated matrix, which most people believe that it is, this is a simulation. This is a holograph, because everything in this dimension is based upon numbers, and it is the law of numbers, or the law of chance. So there's a chance based upon a mathematical prediction that certain things happen. Now, if this is a holograph, if this is a computer-generated simulation, so we're talking to the programmer of this simulation. So the programmer now there are certain upgrades on your computer that you have the option. It pops up on your computer, and it says, click here to upgrade now, or you can click remind me later. So that's what's been going on. So the big G says, upgrade. You click, and you say, remind me later. But you ever notice that you come back to your computer, and that is an automatic upgrade, even though you selected not to upgrade your system? You come back, and you notice that your computer did a system reboot, or it is a factory upgrade. That means that the creator, that the manufacturer automatically upgraded the software on his hardware. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may see. Well, thus says the word of God. The manufacturer, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, you don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of a computer, don't ask another computer. If you want to know the purpose of the computer, ask the programmer, or ask the creator of the computer. So that's what I did. So the computer says the programmer, the big G, is going to leap forward the genes that's going to be re-rated. Noah was spared because he was perfect in his generations, his generations, his ration of genes. So you have been rationed or given certain genes. And now your genes, through the process of sound bathing, you're taking a bath. Now, it is my prayer that everybody listening to me have experienced this thing called a bath before. Is there anybody that's listening to today's show who have not taken a bath? Now, when you take a bath, you are engaging in the what when you take a bath. Now, when I take a bath, you know, everybody likes their bath water a certain temperature. Some people like take a bubble bath. Some people like to take, you know, a Epsom salt bath. Some people like to take just a bath with just warm water. Some people actually like to take bath in cold water or cool water. So, but everybody is familiar with bathing. Anybody not familiar with that term? But has anybody taken a sound bath? Well, boo-boo, let me break it down for you, because that's what you do every day when you're listening to my show. But now I need you to understand what I understand, so now that you can consciously take a bath anytime you want. That's what this series is about. So I'm going to teach you that. Sound bathing. Next, I'm going to teach you leptogenesis. So a lepton is a subatomic portal that is on what they call the standard model of Newtonian physics. So there are leptons, there's quarks, there's quinones, there are barons. These are all premortal subatomic particles. And so based upon cosmology, leptogenesis is a process by which leptons and what they call anti-leptons that existed before the universe was created, but assist in the existing or the creation of matter and antimatter, a lepton. So leptogenesis is what we're going to be talking about during this series. This is particle physics. So I got to give you a little bit of the physics for the folks that are non-Bible thumpers who say, well, Brother Will, I don't know, brother. You know, I like what you're saying, brother, but, you know, you got a lot of scriptures in there. Now, you know, I don't believe in none of that Jesus Christ and crucified bullshitness. Okay, boo-boo, I got you covered. So for all of my scientists out there, we're going to break down some particle physics, and we're going to get into, again, what they call the strong and weak, half entergy or entergy spintronics or spin. In other words, your seven chakras, they spin. What causes them to spin? It's a particle accelerator. What is underground in Switzerland right now? It's a chakra. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may understand what thus says the word of the big G. Right now, underground, there is something that was taken out of your body and put in the earth. It is reversed engineering. You don't need technology, homie. You are the technology. Everything on earth is you. They just took it out of your body and put it in the freaking machine. And so you buy a machine. How about you just bump the machine and just use yourself? And that's what I do. So during this series, number one, we're going to break it down, sound bathing for you, so you understand what's going on, why you are taking a bath every day, all day. But unfortunately, the bath that you're taking is designed to unravel your DNA because it's based upon the 440 hertz. So we've got to get you back to the 432, so that way you can understand the law of 12. So we're going to break it down during the series as I break down sound bathing. Next, we're going to talk about during this series, we're going to talk about another cookie blowing, and that is leptogenesis, which I've never heard it taught. I know there's somebody out there. I know I'm not the Lone Ranger, but I know somebody else is out there. I just haven't heard it. So I need to make sure that if you don't get it from me, that you get it from somebody so that you can over-understand subatomic physics, so that way you can understand what's going on underground in Switzerland and why is Project CERN, why is the super colliders colliding subatomic particles? What happens when you collide subatomic portals that reverses the chakra or reverses the spin to produce an anti-spin. And so we're going to break down that. We're going to break down the up and down of what they call charge and strange physics. We're going to break it down. This is the law of understanding what they call neutrinos, which I did, which the sun is releasing through all of the solar flares that they call CMEs, which is affecting you. So right now you are in the lion's den, and you should have noticed that your energy is off. Now everybody's been, I've been really, like my energy is like been strange. It's not like I'm not operating at 100%. So I'm about like, you know, 94%, 95%. It's weird because it's nothing, it's not the diet, it's not what I'm hearing, it's not what I'm seeing, you know. So why is the energy that's being released? Because of the planetary retrograde that we're going through right now. So we're going to also break down the 12 cosmic energy gates that is affecting you right now. And we're going to break down the show. Now, I just did the show that talked about August the 8th, 8, 8, and 2018. Now, it happened way back on 888. That was the original mind-blowing. So now we're at the end of what started in 888. Now it's ending in 8-8-2018. But you have to understand when one gate closes, another gate opens. And so we're going to be talking about these gates, these energy gates or these energy centers. So that's the third thing we're going to be talking about during this series. The fourth thing that we're going to be talking about is the 5D superpositioning or the superconsciousness, this hyperdimensional consciousness, that everybody right now listening to the sound of my voice, you exist in multiple dispositions. Now, this is also another way of saying what we're going to be talking about during the series, multidimensional or having a multiple mindset. Now, this is really, really, really important because right now you're doing it unconsciously. I need you to do it consciously. I need you to take the controls, take you off autopilot. Right now you're on autopilot. You've been on autopilot since birth. But now you need to be a conscious creator instead of an unconscious creator. That's what we're going to talk about during the series. So during this series, I'm going to teach you or show you how to be a conscious creator with the creator. Right now you are unconsciously creating shizness that you don't even know why. Shizness is happening. And I talked to a guy today. He was like, I don't know what's going on. This happened. I don't know how it happened. Okay, let's break it down. Because let me make sure that everybody's listening to the sound of my voice. Now, you already know this, but you unconsciously are avoiding this. What do you know? There is nobody listening to the sound of my voice that have not heard that you bring about what you think about. Nobody. That horse has been beaten and beaten and beaten. So everybody knows that, but unfortunately, everybody don't know it. Just like everybody know that no disease can exist inside an alkaline environment. Everybody knows that. No positive thought can exist inside of a negative brain. Everybody knows that. So why do we have negative thoughts? Let me make sure you understand what I have to break down during this series. So during this series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify why you are sabotaging you. Every day you wake up, you have a negative thought. We all do. They come. Now, we could debate and argue over where they come from. That's irrelevant because you got them. How do I know? Look at your environment. You are the sum total of your environment. That's why Groundhogs Day, I got clients, man, who've been with me, and they say, well, Doc, I'm not changing, man. So a part of that is my fault because as a spiritual peak performance coach, I like people. And I love people so much that I'm willing to slow my roll so that way everybody can do it with the series that I just finished. So we just talked about get in the flow. So I've been slowing because I want everybody to go. Like, I want everybody to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. So there are people who are not changing, so I did not change because I want them to change. So I slowed down my growth. Because I want everybody to grow. Because I know that we were vibrationally being disconnected. because I can feel it, and so can you. There are clients that I have that we are vibrationally connected, and then we vibrationally disconnect because of the law of resonance. So since we're not a frequency match, we are not vibrationally connected. There is no resonance. And so somebody has to go up or somebody has to go down in order for the relationship to maintain. So I was just interested in performance, even though I know that I am a peak or a super or a spiritual peak performer. But I didn't want to leave anybody. So like Yahushua, I had to come to a point where Yahushua was saying that you are going to get left behind. Because right now, a lot of people are addressing entities. You never address an entity, ever. In order to address an entity, you must vibrate on the level of that entity. So you never, Jesus never came down to their level. He didn't get thee behind me, it's not written. That means that you're not on my frequency, you're not on my level. You're a peasant and I'm a priest. So he didn't even address them. He just said, get thee behind me. You notice, like in the movies where the priests, they come out, they throw water, and they go through this long exorcist. They go through this process of, you know, removing that entity, that disposition. I don't find that nowhere in scriptures. So they want us to wrestle. They want us to engage. When the Bible says resist, they flee. That's it. That means you don't respond. So the fact that you are reacting is the fact that you're vibrating. So there is a when a entity shows up and I see the vibration, I immediately realize that vibration is not in my repertoire. It's not a three, it's not a six. It's not a one, it's not a two, it's not a three, it's not a 2-1-3, it's not a 5-4-9. So that means that it's not inside of my circle. It's not inside of my vibration, it's not part of my purpose. It is not going in a direction. So when somebody wants to, when an entity shows up and it wants me to lower my vibration down in order to engage in it, that again is what is called multidimensional superpositioning. That's the same way in English of saying that, okay, I'm a father because I have children, okay? I'm also a husband because I have a wife, okay? I'm also a life coach because I have clients, okay? I'm also a sibling because I have brothers and sisters, okay? All of those are different mental dispositions. I'm also a son because I had a mother and a father. Father's still living. So my vibrational disposition as a son is different when I'm with my brothers as a brother. So I cannot take the mental disposition, vibration, frequency, dimensional consciousness. Now, what's happening is you got the wrong dimension in the wrong reality. So when I'm with my father, the reality is I'm his son. I'm not his brother. He's my father. He ain't my homeboy. So I cannot go with the vibrational mindset with my father. And so, yo, what's up, dog? Give him a high five. You know, what up, homie? Come on. My father, that's we're not vibrational. That's we're not a vibrational match. And so this multiple mindset, many of you are you're not vibrating on the right level in that particular reality or that particular dimension. So many of us don't know that we are hyperdimensional beings because we got multiple mindsets. There are multiple dimensional realities. So when I go and hang out with my children, I am their father. So therefore, I expect a certain amount of respect for my children that I don't expect for my brothers and my sisters, that I don't expect for my wife, that I don't expect for my clients, because as a life coach, there's a different disposition that I must maintain than I have when I go and visit my father or when I go and visit my children or when I go and visit my brothers. Each one requires a different mindset. So if I go hang out with Christians, or if I go hang out with Satanists, if I go to the White House, or if I go to downtown San Antonio to the homeless shelter, I cannot take my White House mentality down to the homeless shelter. I cannot talk quantum physics with third graders. Now, there may be one or two third graders that I can talk about leptogenesis, and I can talk about quarks and quinos and leptons and neutrons and neutrinos, and I can break it down, and they will understand the elemental subatomic particles that, again, create a electrical charge that together they generate what is called second-generational leptons, which is the leptogenesis that allows the generation of leptons to exist. Now, I can go to some third graders may pick that up, but very few. Very few third graders can understand particle physics. They can understand that as a particle accelerator, you don't have to go. Now, underneath Switzerland, there's a particle accelerator, but nobody told you that you are a lepton that creates what they call a muons and a taus, a M-U-O-N-S and a T-A-U-S, that produces high energy collisions that creates a cosmic ray, and that you produce these cosmic rays. This is called an electrical charge. This is called spintronics that creates mass. So I can see you because there is an electrical and a magnetic charge. One is anti and one is, again, a spin and an anti-spin. That's where we get Christ and Antichrist. That's where we get an antiparticle. What is the most powerful thing on the planet? A nuclear bomb. That comes from antimatter. So all of this is physics. Third grade, so I cannot use that language. And so that is the big part of what we're going to be talking about, is the language that you should be using. See, you're using what they call doublespeak. This is the devil speak. This is Enochian. So this is, as I talk about in my book, Enochian, the language of the fallen angels. So since you're speaking the devil's language, you are creating the devil's world. So you got to change your speech so that way you can vibrate on the 5D. And so that way at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall arise. So at the last sound, that's frequency, that's wave and vibration. So we've got to break down that so that way you can understand how you should be vibrating, because you are violating unknowingly universal spiritual law. So we've got to break that down. That's a big part of what we're going to be discussing during this new series that starts tomorrow, your hyperdimensional consciousness. So right now you're conscious, but you're not conscious of the other dimensions of you. There's multiple yous on different dimensions. So there's a fat you and there's a skinny you. There's a happy you, there's a sad you. There's a rich you, there's a poor you. Okay, Brother Will, that's awesome. Which one manifests? The one that you feed. So unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, this series is so important, because in this series, what I'm going to share with you is the physics of under, over, and understanding quantum intuitiveness. This allows you to take a quantum leap. So that way you can see that everything in the Bible is a personification of the workings of biology. Now, the reason why this is so important is because there is a very, very, very dangerous consciousness that's out. This consciousness creates an image of the self that says that you are a procreator. Proverbs 15:24 talks about Proverbs 15:24, which is one of the aspects of your multiple dimensional self we're going to address during this series. And this is the reason why most of us are suffering today. Proverbs 15:24 says, the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people. What if, I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. What if? What if? Just what if? This is just hypothetical. What if the rapture that you are waiting for is a mental rapture? What if you stop thinking one way and you start thinking another way and you vibrate your mind? Now, you can take your body with you if you like, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, as I will prove physics and ancient texts and biblically during the series, what if there is a 5D? But what if I can use 5G to interfere with your 5D rapture that is taking place? And what if you can get stuck like Chuck down Chill because of the towers that's popping up everywhere? They're not going towers. There's one right down the street. I'm going to take a picture of it and show you guys. I just saw it pop up in my neighborhood. So what if I can use, again, cell phones to interrupt with your cells in the body that at the last sound, as it did in the CBS miniseries back in 2000, told you in 2000 in the CBS miniseries called Threshold, something came up out of the sea. Read the book of Revelation. It says, where did the monster come from? It came up out of the sea. In the CBS miniseries, go to Netflix and watch it. It'll curl your toes and blow your cookies. They told us what they gonna do. It changed plants first. In the CBS miniseries, it changed the plants by sound. Then the people ate the plants. Some of the people turned into monsters, or they turned into disfigured people. That's mental. I mean, they got a whack brain. It's called dementia. Dementia is a code word for dimensionals, for different dimensions. So you get stuck in a certain dimension. But what if you are talking? No, people who have schizophrenia, what if they're talking to themselves? The voices that they hear on themselves is themselves. It's just the, what if the fat you is talking to the skinny you? What if the rich you is talking to the poor you? What if I'm a father, and what if the mental disposition of a father is talking to me as a son, or talking to me as the poor me, or talking to the rich version of me, or talking to, you know, now I'm a life coach. Now I'm also a personal trainer, and I'm also a minister. So what if the minister is talking to the personal trainer, but it's all going on in my own head? What if all the different versions of me is talking to me at the same time, and y'all think I'm talking to somebody else, y'all think I'm crazy, and y'all lock me up? But I'm not crazy. I'm just talking. I'm just having a conversation with the different versions of myself. So I got to give you the physics. I got to give you the proof. Now, anybody can make statements, but can they back them up? Can I prove what I just said? Absolutely. I don't say shizness I can't prove. So I'm going to prove it. That's why this series is so important. Because otherwise, what's happening? Somebody going to make you think something's wrong with you, and you're going to get on some medication, and then we're going to be saying, bye-bye, boo-boo. Because you don't understand your superpowers. You don't understand that the way of life is above to the wise. That's what I got this out of your, I got this out of your Bible. So, Bible thumper, don't get mad at me. It's in the words of the Bible. Everything I'm saying is I'm going to get out of your Bible. And I want you to prove me wrong using your Bible. Because I'm going to use your Bible to show you that you're not being you. And I'm going to use your Bible to show you you got a self-image problem. I'm going to use your Bible to show you that you're looking at yourself in the wrong view. Therefore, you can't be what you can't see. I'm going to use your Bible. I'm going to use your Bible to prove to you that in Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, when Jacob wrestled with the angel, and the angel touched him in his hip, and he started to walk with a limp, and that place that he wrestled with the angel, Jacob called that place Pineal, which is the same spelling of the pineal gland in your brain. So we got to break down. Now, the pineal gland has the same cells as your eye. That's why it's called the third eye. So I got to tell you, I got to show you using your Bible and your biology that the image that you see is flawed. You don't see. Because if you did see, we all would be getting ready to meet in the Bahamas, and we would all be sipping pina coladas on the beach, and we all be laughing and joking, talking about how we used to be blind. And I'm going to use your Bible to prove to you, to show you again, the 12 cosmic energy gates that you should be operating in that matches up with the 12 cranial nerves in your brain, so that way you can activate your crown chakra and you can have the glow. Now, I just did a series on get the glow. So now I got to give you the physics of how to get the glow. Because it's one thing to say, okay, get the glow. That way you can get in the flow, and then that way you can grow. So what does that mean in English? That means that there is a certain mental disposition that you have been given. So in the Bible, Jacob said, I want that mental disposition. I want to activate my third eye. And he did not let the angel, which is code for angle, because light is information. Light contains unlimited information. This is scientifically proven. Now, the black body traps more light than the white body, scientifically proven. That's why the black man walking around, you got some black folks walking around talking about their God. They're not far off, but they still miss it because they don't understand that white people got just as much melanin as black people got. It's just that how the melanin is used once the sun hits the skin and goes through the process of melanol. You have melanocytes that produces melanin. That's why you are a new priest after the order of the melanated chi. Notice the chi is melanated because it's the male chi. Z-Dek, that's his name, Melchizedek. M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-C, male chi Z-Dek, male melanin. Chi is your prana, it's the pneuma, it's your spirit. That's why in the Orient, they call it chi. Well, guess what chi is? Don't you have current chi? The only reason that you ain't got no money is because you ain't got no melanin. The only reason that you ain't got no melanin is because when the sun is hitting your skin and turning that photons into neurophotons, so you haven't activated the neurological aspects of your multidimensional self. What does that mean? That just simply means there's something that's in your gut. Where did it come from? It came from the sun. Because the sun sent the information in a package called a neutrino, or a package of light called a photon. It says that the father of light, triple dare you to look it up, triple dare you to go to James and look up where it says that all good gifts come down from the father of light. So I'm going to use your Bible to prove to you the way you see yourself is whack. Because it is impossible for you to see. Because what you see is what you be. What you be is what you see. You can't be it if you can't see it. Whatever mental image you hold in your head is manifest in your hand. You got the wrong mental image. So close your eyes right now and go to the mirror in your house. Look in the mirror and what do you see? Do you see a wealthy, healthy, wise, toe-curling man, woman? If you don't, you got the wrong G. You got the wrong image. So we've got to change the melanin so that way it can activate the chi that, again, controls the Z. So that's another word for ohms, O-H-Ms. That's an electrical term. So, again, the melanin activates the chi, the spirit, that activates the electricity. You are a spirit that has a soul that manifests itself through a body. That is the chi, z, deck. But I gotta break it down for you so that way you can understand. Because why in the New Testament did it say that Jesus in the book of Hebrew, it says that the Levi priesthood gone. It says the Aaron priesthood gone. That's Old Testament. That them dogs don't hunt no more. Now Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. He's the king of kings. That's you, boo-boo. You are a king. But somebody told you was a peasant, and you brought it. Now, I brought it, too, for 50 years. Then I gave it back. I recommend you do the same. But it's easy to say, but how do you do it? That's the purpose of this series, so that way you can understand how to give back what they sold to you. Why? You don't need it no more. Now, it used to work. It served its purpose, but it doesn't serve the purpose of where you are being and vibrating anymore. So we got to break that down for you, brothers and sisters. We got to break down so that way you understand your true God-given giftedness. That is exactly. So whatever Jacob got in Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, whatever Jesus did in Ephesians chapter 2, the entire book, when he says that the two seeds are a four off, I'm taking the two seeds and I'm bringing them together and I'm making one new man using new clay, new nucleus. Now, we already did the series. The last series I did was on the new clay, which is the new clergy. It was called nucleosynthesis. That means the new clay being synchronized. The old clay, you cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. That was the last series. So this series, we're talking about your true Christ positioning that results in what is called Christ quantum entanglement. So we're going to be talking about quantum entanglement. Okay, Brother Will, what does that mean? Well, the universe doesn't care what you think. The universe, all the universe wants you to do is to think. It doesn't care if you think good or bad, as long as you are thinking. Because that's what you are being. See, if you change your brain, you change your life. Okay, Brother Will, that dog hunts, brother. How do I change my brain? Well, based upon all the science, the brain is what they call neuroplasticity. That means that the brain is moldable. That means you can manipulate the brain. You got a moldable brain. So during this series, we're going to break down neuroplasticity. How do you know unless you look? Excuse me. What does that mean in English? So you got something, but you never looked at it. Well, what do you got? You got a belief system. But have you ever looked? Well, no. I got it from my mama's mama, who got it from her mama, who got it from her mama. Okay, that's great, boo-boo. But you're not a child anymore. You're a Hebrew 6-1 Negro or non-Negro. So that means you're a big boy now. That means you got to look. So how do you know something exists if you don't look? Like, if you got a disease, let's say you got a broken bone, how do you know? Now, one way to know is the pain. But how do you know it's broke? It could just be strained. It could just be fractured. Well, if you go to take an X-ray machine, they look into the body and see if the bone is broken. But if you never look, you don't really know. You can think it's broke. You may have the symptoms of a broke bone, but maybe it's just strained. Maybe you just fractured it. You don't know it's broke until you look inside and see if it's broken. You don't know your dog hunts until you look and see if he hunts, until you take him out in the woods and see if he hunts. A lot of people got dogs, they got broken cisterns. That's what it talks about in the book of Jeremiah. So we're going to break that down as well. We're going to break down and see. I'm going to show you how to look into the spirit realm so that way you can see. Now, if you don't need to see, that's great. If you know your bone is broke, your bone is broken, you don't need an X-ray to verify that your bone is broke. If you don't need to look, okay, that's good. That's awesome. But if you do need to look and examine, because you say you are wealthy, but you don't have wealth, then you need to look and see if you are wealthy. Wealth is the result of the attributes and the characteristics, the letters and the numbers or symbols of an invisible substance. So if I look, I know I'm wealthy. But if I don't look, I'm going to believe that I'm not wealthy. Because the dominant culture is holding up my money, the symbol of wealth, which is paper. So I can believe what they say, or I can look. So I got to teach you how to look. I got to teach you how to look so that way. See, people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, I do my mantras, man, and something tells me, I say I am healthy, but then that pain in my back said tells me I'm not. Well, then I need you to look and realize that you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through the body. You are, let's do practical. So you're playing a video game. You're not the character in the video game. You're not inside the television set. You have a video controller in your hand. You are not the video controller that controls the character. Let's say you're playing Call of Duty. You're not the guy that's inside that video game shooting everybody, but you are, but you're really not. You're not the controller that you got in your hand that's controlling the guy in the video game Call of Duty, and that you are the and you mowing down all these people, but you're not the character inside the game. You're not the controller that controls the character inside the game. You are the guy that's sitting in the chair that has the controller that is looking at the character in the game. But what if you think you are the character in the game? You don't know that you are not the character in the game. You don't know that you're not the controller. You don't even know that you're the guy sitting in the chair that's controlling the controller that's in your hand that is controlling the character that's inside the video game. You think you are the character in the video game. No, you're not. You think that you are the controller that's manipulating the character inside the video game. No, you're not. You are the guy that's in the chair that has the controller in his hand that is controlling the character in the video game. You are the spirit that has a soul that's manifesting itself through a body. You are not the body. So you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, dude, you got cancer in the body. Okay, I ain't the body. I am the soul. Well, no, you're not the mind, will, emotion, magic, intellect. You're the spirit. You are the ruling disposition that animates the mind, the will, the emotion. That's your controllers. The mind, the will, the emotion, imagination, intellect, but I need to teach you how to use it. I need to teach you how to drive this hyperdimensional vehicle that you got called the body. And the Bible is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. You got the manual, but nobody taught us how to use the manual. How to use the manual? Purpose plus faith plus works equals success. Say that again in English. Purpose. Okay, that's right there. We got a problem, Doc. I don't know what my purpose is. Bingo. We have another winner. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. How in the hell are you going to put faith to something? So I got a strong conviction that I am a, well, I don't know. I've got a conviction, brother. Okay, what do you got a conviction about? I don't know. I'm just convicted. But I don't know what I'm convicted about. But I know. Because your conviction is your problem. That's why it's a problem. How come certain things bother you and certain things don't? So let me get this right. I can walk up to you and talk about your kids, but you're single and you ain't got no kids, so that doesn't bother you. If I walk up to you and say, man, you got your little son, that little fool is ugly. Woo, he ugly as hell, man. And you just like, dude, what are you talking about? I ain't got no kids. Oh, you ain't got no kids? No, I ain't got no kids. What is he ugly? Dude, obviously you got me mixed up. Would that bother you? It wouldn't bother me. But if I got kids and you talk about my kids, yeah, that might strike a nerve a little bit. So the purpose is something that you already got. It's not something that you go get. I know everybody got destination. They're trying to go get their purpose. That dog don't hunt. So what bothers you? I've had people tell me, Brother Will, nothing bothers me. Okay, come over to my house, so I'm going to slap you upside your head, and I'm going to see if that bothers you. I had people tell me that. No, yeah, but come on, man, let's stop playing. There are things that bother you. That's your purpose. Whatever bothers you. It's real easy. Purpose is really easy. So that people like, man, there are people that get really, really upset, you know, about, let's say, you know, some issue. What's a highly race? That's always an issue. So why does race bother you? Race doesn't bother me, but it bothers other people. So that's not my purpose. So if I started an organization, if I joined the Black Panther Party, and if I joined the NAACP, my heart is not in it because I really don't care about black issues. Now, people tell me all the time, well, dude, you black, bro. You should be pro-black, man. You should be for your blah, 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 because, see, I know something that most black people don't. I know that black is the inclusion of all colors. I know that black is not actually a color. I know color is actually just bent or manipulated light. So I'm not going to argue over a lesser issue because I'm a 33. So I know that that's not my purpose. So somebody could tell me, dude, I'm going to pay you $500,000. I'll probably take the money, but I'm going to go to work, and, yeah, I'm not going to be there. I'm just going to be in it for the money. I'm not in it because it's my purpose. So I got to teach you how you know how to tell your purpose and everybody else's. Because remember, the definition of the word Christ is the person who can determine their own destiny, and they can determine the destiny of other men. That's what a Christ is. That's you. You are the son of a king. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are a king. You are a lord. That's why you got a body. Because somebody trusted you enough to give you one. So you got a body. That body has a soul. Although it may be very small, but it's something. And that soul has a ruling disposition. Now, there are some people's bodies that are and souls that are controlled by dispositions that are not theirs. That's another study for another time. We call those OPs, organic portals. Some people call it demon possession. But you got to be able to identify one. Because why? They have no emotional response. Now, having no emotional response by choice is good. Having no emotional response because you ain't got one is bad. Meaning, you walk up to me, you call me the N-word. I'm going to have no emotional response by choice. If you walk up to me and you call me the N-word and I look at you kind of strange, that's because I don't got no soul. That's not good. So the ability to exercise something called self-control is the indication of a self. That means that you got a spirit. There are people who don't have self-control. Why not? They don't got no self. They just a dirt suit. They are a part of the organic particles. They are a fit extension for other entities or dimensions to download. So you got to be able to recognize those when you see them. So I got to teach you how to recognize organic portals. So what if you put all your energy into trying to help somebody that's an organic portal? They are, that's what they call, their emotional bank account is empty. So you're putting in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. You're just pouring it in. And the more you pour in, nothing happens. They just still abuse you. They just keep emotionally dumping on you. And you let them. It's like somebody bringing trash, dropping it off in your house. Yeah, come on in. Could you imagine if the city backed up their truck and they dumped all the trash in the neighborhood in your house? That's what you are allowing when you hang out with negative people. That's what they're doing to you. They are emotionally dumping on you, and you're wondering why your brain is whack and you're full of trash. So I got to teach you how not to allow organic portals to dump on you. Now, you may be married to one. I didn't say you got to move the body, just move the brain. Steal the body, move the mind. Steal the body, move the mind. Steal the body, move the mind. Stop with the destination addiction. Stop moving the body, move the mind. Okay, anybody can say it, but how do you do it? Well, thankfully, your boy got 50 years of not doing it till I figured out how to do it. So I'm going to teach you how to do it. Another big one is the cannabis Christ. We've got to break that down. Now, this is a cookie blower. Now, you can research John Allegro, or you can read my book, The Vatican Control. Now, I know this is tough for most people. Theology, I understand. However, we gotta be real. Like, I'm a real dude. I teach real stuff. They get real results. Now, the only reason that you're not getting results, if you listen to me, is because you got a soul tie. You got a demonic entity. You have not canceled that spiritual contract that you made with Lucifer when you was 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. You signed a contract with the devil. And you said, I don't know how to do this. I need help. And the devil said, I got you, boo-boo. What you need? And you became a genius. So you are able to do stuff. You know how you say when you get mad, you get in a fight. And, because, again, I didn't read this in the book. I did it. You get in a fight, and you just black out. There's something that people always say, dude, I got so angry. Something just came over me. Yeah, I know what came over you. You know what came over you, too. But nobody want to talk about it. See, I talk about the shizness everybody else don't want to talk about. So there's people who say that, you know, and I'm one of those people. Let's keep it real. That's how I can talk about it. You can't see nothing in nobody else that don't exist in itself. So I'm not coming at you like I'm better than you. I'm coming at you because just like you, I need help too. So if the big G don't help me, we all doomed. So the whole purpose of this series is so that way you can understand what we're going to be talking about on the next series that breaks down understanding superpositioning and spiritual acoustics, so that way everybody can be, again, at the last sound, at the last trump. That's the same thing. At the last sound, at the last sound. So you just got to maintain the right sound, the right frequency. That way you can rise. That's what we call the rapture. So the rapture is has to do with a elevation of your consciousness and the ability to hold it there. See, some people can go up, but they can't stay. They go up, you call them the N-word, they come down, they take their Jesus off, they punch you in the mouth, they put Jesus back on, and then they elevate. That's what we all do. We all are vibrationally, we can come up, we are vibrationally high until somebody steals all of our money. We are vibrationally high until something happens that pushes our button. Then all of a sudden, all that Jesus we got, he gone. And we wouldn't put our hands on somebody's throat. That we all do. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's be real. But we got to try to be anointed. We got to try to understand all of it. It's one thing to understand it from a biblical perspective. We also got to understand it from a spiritual perspective. What does that mean? Well, John Allegro read something in the Dead Sea Scrolls. It messed up his theology. So John Allegro wrote a book called The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. Now, I don't recommend you read the book, unless you want to blow your cookies and curl your toes. If you want to blow your cookies and curl your toes, just read the Dead Sea Scrolls, or read Caesar's Messiah, or read Astral Theology and Shamanism, or read the Dead Sea Scrolls and The Christian Myth by John Allegro. All these books are by John Allegro. Most people have never heard of John Allegro. I find that very interesting, considering, some of the work that he's done. Now, John Allegro passed away back in 1980, I think, 85 or something like that. So John Allegro was commissioned by the Vatican, and he was a card-carrying, he was a Bible thumper just like me and you. He read something, and he stopped thumping Bibles. What did John Allegro read in the Dead Sea Scrolls that you don't have access to today, still don't have access to it? Well, something called fertility cults. Now, we can always go all the way back, and I'll talk about it. If you just want to know, you can just research all the way back to the Nordic foundations of Christianity or Christmas. If you just go to Google and type that, you will have a decent understanding of what I'm talking about. So what does that mean? Well, that gets into over an understanding of how nature, if you will, and how fertility cults and how linguistics formed and shaped what we call our belief system. Now, why is this important? Because that's a dimension. What does that mean? That's a dimension that you're not aware of. That's like a room in your house that you've never been into. Now, I'm not saying that you should change that room. I'm not saying that you should lock the door and never go in that room. See, a lot of people are afraid to go into certain rooms in the dark. So they got a lock on those rooms, and they say, I'm not going to go in that room. Now, I used to be one of those people, too. I would only read what I was told to read because I was scared, because they told me that you open that room. Like, everybody would rather stay in a known hell instead of going to an unknown heaven. Anybody that don't agree with that statement, I guarantee that is true. You would rather stay in a known hell than to go into an unknown heaven, because it's unknown. You don't know. So only thing I've done is everything else that everybody else is afraid, well, not everybody, but a lot of people is afraid to go into, or they don't have the time to go into, or they don't know how to go into it. I just went into it. And what I went into, I found out, like, the same thing that John Allegro found out, and I had the same response that John Allegro had, which is I left and turned my back on what a lot of people hold as sacred, because that breaks down the understanding of what cannabis really is and why they don't want you to understand what cannabis really is. Now, I'm not a promoter of cannabis. In fact, I've never, other than a couple of puffs when I was a kid, you know, I never really got into, you know, I don't know why it just didn't do nothing for me. But everybody else said it did this, that, and that. Maybe I got a bad batch. I don't know. Really not, you know, relevant. What is important, though, is to understand what it does to the brain. Okay, that's what I'm interested in. Why? Change the brain, you change the behavior, you change your life. Because the brain is moldable. That's called epigenetics. So there are certain things that have huge, huge effects on the brain that are beneficial. One is the Anima Scarit mushroom. The other is cannabis. That has huge effects on the brain positively. So if you're thinking nothing, you're going to become nothing. The land doesn't care what you plant. The land does not care what seeds you put in the ground. If you're a farmer, do you go out there and ask the ground, oh, yo, hey, ground, do you want apple seeds, orange seeds, banana seeds? The ground doesn't care. The ground doesn't care what seeds you put in it. The universe doesn't care what thoughts you have. But your universe, your ground, the soil has not been fertilized. Certain things fertilize the soil. Certain things fertilize the brain. If your brain is messed up, see, my brain was messed up. I had to fix it. Now, one way to fix it is epigenetics, sound. Another way to fix it is through certain things, mushrooms, cannabis. So we need to make sure that we understand that connection, because a lot of people, again, like me, didn't or don't understand it. You become what you think, period. Drop mic, exit stage left. So this series is about that statement. You become what you think. Let me say that again. This whole series is going to force you to understand the power of your thoughts that creates your reality. As a theocentric scientist, I need to understand my biology, because my spirit manifests itself through my biology. They are doing things to my brain that limits. One of those things that they do, they put fluoride in my water. So by all the years of drinking fluoride has caused certain amount of damage. They also put metal in my mouth. They put mercury in my mouth when I was a kid. They also put it in my body when they gave me vaccination shots. So I need to do something to repair my brain. If you change your brain, you change your life. Do you know that everybody in prison, they've done that? I mean, it's a guy, it's on YouTube, the video, where they took x-ray machines and they imaged people's brains. Every murderer, everybody that do bad behavior, they got a bad brain. They have not found a human being on earth that has engaged in any, quote-unquote, non-approved activity that there wasn't some type of a neurological problem in their brain. So what if you could fix your brain? Then that means you would fix your problems. Newsflash, hello. That's what Yahushua did. Yahushua was the first neuroscientist on the planet. And he hid his secrets inside the Bible. That's why he only taught in parables. That's why back in 1931, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Dr. Otto Warburg, W-A-R-B-U-R-G, Dr. Otto, O-T-T-O. Again, look it up. Go to Google. Type in O-T-T-O. Last name, W-A-R-B-U-R-G. We're going to break down, again, like Raymond Rife. This is the one dude. This dude got the Nobel Peace Prize for what? All he said was, same thing I've been saying, no disease can exist inside an alkaline environment. Zero. Now, everybody on earth should be maintained. If you don't do nothing, this series will tell you the importance of maintaining an alkaline environment. It's not what goes in your mouth. It's what stays in there and what you don't get out. That produces acidic or acid, which produces fat cells, because our tumps and lumps and tumors. Have you ever seen a teratoma tumor? It got teeth, it got hair, it got eyes, and it grows inside the body. That's called daimaun, or that's called a daemon, a demon. but it's there to protect and keep you alive. Why? It only forms around toxicity. So what if you ain't got no toxicity in your body? Well, unfortunately, the air that you breathe, the food that you eat, the clothes that you wear, the detergent that you use, the underarm deodorant, what else? The TV programs you watch, the music, everything on earth. Since birth, you are under attack. So you come out the womb, they give you a vaccination shot, that lowers your IQ by 50%. Now, this is scientifically proven. So from the time you are born until the time you die, somebody's trying to kill you. And so there is things that will reverse what they are trying to do. So this series is designed to give you these keys that Jesus gave you or that the Bible gave you to help position yourself with the right mental disposition that's called consciousness, so that way you can exist on multiple dimensions and you become like Christ. That's your goal. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow, because that's what the Bible says. So brothers and sisters, that's what we're going to be doing in this series. This series is going to be a very, very powerful series because it's going to give you the tools in order for you to be more successful. And the most important thing, there are a lot of people that are stuck. You got to a certain place and you reach that glass ceiling. This series is going to give you the tools to break that glass ceiling. So that way you can totally oscillate and vibrate in your true anointing. Now, that word anointing means oil. Now, let's close with Mark chapter 6. Verse 12. Mark chapter 6, verse 12. Mark 6, 12 says, so they went out and preached that the people should repent. Mark chapter 6, the word repent means to return to the top. It has to do with elevating your consciousness. So they went out and they said that, hey, man, y'all are thinking like peasants, and you should be thinking like priests. That's the exact same thing that I'm telling you. Everybody listen to this series is telling you, you should be thinking like a priest. The image that you have of yourself, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you should see a priest. But when you look at yourself in the mirror, you don't see a priest. You see a peasant. Okay, something's wrong with that. So Mark 6:13 says, they also drove out many demons and healed many of the sick, anointing them with oil. Verse 14, now King Herod, that means a very high disposition, heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known, and people were saying John the Baptist has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him. So they didn't say that, man, this can't be Jesus because he's a carpenter. I mean, he's the carpenter's son. That means Jesus can't be doing this in his own power. He must be John the Baptist come back, because obviously he's just a carpenter's son. He can't be raising people from the driving out demons and healing people. But the verse I want to bring your attention to is in verse 13. They drove out, it says, and they cast out many demons and they healed many sick people, anointing them with oil. So we want to talk about in this next series, we're going to talk about, we're going to break down the physics of the science behind Mark 6:13, along with a bunch of other scriptures as well. I really like this one because it teaches you how to drive out dispositions and how to heal yourself if you're sick, and how to anoint yourself, because he said it anointed them with oil. So we've got to break down this oil that we use. Most people use olive oil. So we've got to understand what the olive oil represents esoterically. So we got to look at the olive tree, because there's certain things about the olive. If you look at the word, it means O, and then the word live. The O is for oxygen, or oxy, O-X-Y. As I've been saying about before, it's the oxygenes. And if you can understand how to get oxygen into the cells. Again, my boy got a Nobel Peace Prize for this. But what's the science behind it? During this series, we're going to break it down. How to get this oil, not only for you. If you give this oil, it heals the sick. That's why certain, they used to say Michael Jackson used to sleep in an oxygen tank. Why? How come you can't buy pure oxygen? Well, we know it's flammable and this, that, and the other. How come you cannot get commercial grade hydrogen peroxide? Hydrogen peroxide. You can't. How come? Why is it so difficult? Go to the local store and say, yeah, I want, you know, now you can buy this hydrogen peroxide external that goes on wounds. But how come you can't get digestible hydrogen? You can't buy it. You got to have a, you know, doctor's note, or you got to be a this, that, and the other. How come? That's liquid oxygen. So how come we can't get liquid oxygen? How come you cannot get pure oxygen and put it into your cells? Same reason no boy won that Peace Prize. But you can get it. You just gotta get it from its natural source. Because they're not gonna just give it to you. Because the Bible tells you that it casts out dispositions and it heals the sick. So we need to break down this. That's the cannabis Christ that we need to break down, so that way you understand. Because that's not really taught. So, brothers and sisters, this new series that's based upon understanding how to take the quantum leap. That really should be the name of the series. So, scientifically, it means leptogenesis. It means the ability to leap forward in your genes. How to move your genes forward. Leptogenesis, that's the basic of this new series that teaches multiple positioning, how to exist in multiple and mastery. I'm not talking about just exist. Again, I am a spiritual peak mastery coach. So I just don't want you to go and perform, come in second, third place, at Dr. Hunt. We in it to win it on all levels. And we are here to destroy all devils. We're going to do it the same way Jesus did. Why? He's our elder brother. He's the firstborn of many brothers. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. You are a king and a lord. He's the first. And we're the second, third, fourth, fifth, and on down the line. And it's important, if you don't see yourself as a king, that's why your dogs don't hunt. If you don't see yourself as a queen, that's why your dogs don't hunt. We should call each other kings and queens, because that's the way the big G sees us. Because we are all in Christ. Extremely important that you operate and vibrate as Christ. That's the Christos. That's when you become a weapon of God instead of just being drugged by God. Brothers and sisters, this is going to be a powerful series. Please join me. Again, series starts tomorrow, 12 noon, August the 17th. Cost, again, if you join today, $50 for non-members, $25 for members of the Life Management System. After the series starts, goes back to its regular price of $100. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on in, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, ain't it like a dry heat? Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never writing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the
Trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't.